This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Amid an intensifying diplomatic standoff between India and Canada, the U.S. ambassador to Canada confirmed that, quote, shared intelligence had informed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of the possible involvement of Indian government agents in the murder of a Canadian citizen. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
That's according to a CTV News interview to be aired on Sunday with U.S. Ambassador David Cohen, who said the intelligence came from the Five Eyes Network, which includes the U.S., Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged India to work with Canada on the investigation into possible involvement of Indian government agents in Nijjar's murder.
From our perspective, it is critical that the Canadian investigation proceed, and it would be important that India work with the Canadians on this investigation.
Blinken is the most senior U.S. official to have commented on the diplomatic dispute. The U.S. and other traditional Canadian allies have so far taken a cautious approach to the matter, as political experts said this was partly because the U.S. and other major players see India as a counterweight to the growing influence of China.
Russia's top diplomat is lashing out at the U.S. and the West as a self-interested defenders of a fading international power structure. But Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't directly discuss his country's war in Ukraine in his speech to the U.N. General Assembly. The U.S., he said, and its subordinate Western collective are continuing to fuel conflicts, which artificially divide humanity into hostile blocs and hamper the achievement of overall aims. They're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar world order. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the far-right coalition's judicial overhaul plans in Tel Aviv on Saturday during a push to restart efforts for Israeli-Palestinian peace as part of a potential U.S.-backed accord between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to strip the court of much of its powers with a package of legislation, triggering unprecedented weekly nationwide protests. Proponents say the judicial overhaul plans would restore balance to the branches of authority, but critics say it removes vital checks on government powers. Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet from an asteroid, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
An NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cup full of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a seven-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like a 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
Israel has launched a series of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip after Palestinian activists launched incendiary balloons into Israel. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In Khan Yunis, on the border with Israel, Israeli troops fire tear gas canisters towards a group of Palestinian protesters. The protesters stay put and burn tires as they chant words of defiance. The protests come as fighting in the occupied West Bank surged to levels unseen in two decades. Some of the activists in Gaza fill small birthday balloons up with flammable gas before setting them into the air in the direction of Israel. The response following the balloons led to a flurry of airstrikes on Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russia says Ukraine has launched another missile attack on Sevastopol on the occupied Crimean Peninsula. The strike on Saturday came a day after an attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet left a serviceman missing and the main building smoldering. The regional governor said that Sevastopol was put under an air raid alert for about an hour early Saturday after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ferry traffic in the area was also halted and later resumed. Crimea was illegally annexed by Russia in 2014, and it has been a frequent target for Ukrainian forces. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.